Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
Hey, Tucker, the letters of the day are F and U.
Welcome to the God Show. I'm your host, the Lord thy God, and I'm here with my son and co-host, Jesus Christ. What's up, Jesus? What's good?
Oh, not much, Dad. Just looking down at the world. Can't believe what's going on, as usual. I have to say, I'm a gamer. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think I know that. I like to play games, too.
I am very excited for a PlayStation announcement this afternoon.
Oh.
So, let's get rolling, because the sooner we're done with this, the sooner I get to watch the PlayStation news.
Oh, okay. I see where your priorities are, Jesus. Laying on the couch, playing video games, like always. Aren't you supposed to go back to Earth?
I'm waiting for the perfect moment. I don't want to catch COVID, so.
Now does not seem like a good time.
No.
It's never a good time.
It's not.
It's always, but now, let's be real. 2020, it's worse than ever. Stay inside, stay in heaven.
Yeah.
Just kick up your feet on the couch. Give yourself some me time. Have a me party.
That's right. I should have went down in like 2012 when things were better. But then I was like, well, maybe next year. And then, well, it just got worse from there.
Oh, well, you missed your window.
We'll try again someday.
This is this week's free episode. Jesus and I will talk for about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And maybe more. Could be an hour. Who knows?
That's the beauty of podcasting.
Right. Then you will do another hour, mm-hmm. which is just available for patrons at patreon.com/thegodshow. So join today, because you're only getting half the show if you only listen to the free episode. But if you can't afford to become a patron, I understand. We're still here for you, covering some of the wackiest, most interesting, and craziest news. Wacky, crazy, interesting.
Yes, and laughing at it all.
Everything, all across the gamut of the universe. Okay.
Yes.
Also, please, if you enjoy the show, please make sure to tell your friends and family to listen to The God Show. Mm-hmm. Much like a religion, I'm looking for missionaries to spread the good word. But unlike religion, if your family members don't want to listen, you don't have to disown them. It's fine. It's really fine. They can be uncool weirdos that don't listen to The God Show if they want to. They have free will, which I regret giving them. But, you know, if everyone had to become a patron or had to listen to The God Show, it wouldn't mean anything. We want you to listen to us because you love us.
And we're going to make you smarter.
Or at least give you a good time.
Yeah.
Some refuge from the storm is what I am looking for. I don't know if we always achieve it, Jesus.
I think we strive to make people chuckle.
Another way I described it this week was comedy therapy.
What do you mean by that?
You deal with, you're talking about the news, and you're trying to come up with, you know, things to laugh at or interesting points. Comedy isn't always, you know, all a barrel of laughs. It's a lot of really good points that people are making.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like social media. Social media is somewhat of a comedy therapy. People just trying to react and deal with the insanity of this world that I created. What the hell was I doing, Jesus?
I don't know, but this is your chance to try and explain the decisions you've made.
It's time to bring back the dinosaurs. They didn't ask questions. They just did their fucking jobs.
They just ate each other and the trees.
And it was damn entertaining. I want to start this week a little differently with some questions from patrons.
Oh.
They're full of questions, and that's the great part about becoming a patron, is I will answer your questions on air.
Direct access to my dad.
All right, so here's a question from Helen Back. I think she asked most of the questions this week. She was online at the time I requested questions on Discord. Okay. She asks, did Jesus watch Life of Brian yet?
No, I have not watched Life of Brian yet.
Ah, yes. Well, she must have known that you would not do it. Because she follows up with, what punishment do you give him for not doing his homework? Laughing, crying face. Wow, you still haven't done it.
No.
What have you been up to? Just playing video games?
Playing video games, been trying to find some new things to stream.
You're such a millennial. I think you were like the first millennial.
I know. Did I say this on air? There's so much to watch. Like, I just have so much to catch up on always. I know. Sometimes I'm a disappointment.
What punishment do I give? I must be too loving because I never punish you.
Just don't take my internet
maybe
away.
I just feel guilty about that. You know, you always want to guilt trip me over the whole crucifixion thing. And then you're like, haven't you punished me enough? And I'm like, you're right.
Yeah. Yes, you have.
That's your answer. Jesus hasn't watched it yet. No, I haven't punished him because he's the boy has suffered enough. But you're on thin ice, Jesus.
All right.
I reserve the right to re-crucify you.
Oh, gosh.
All right, some more questions. Don't police lives matter, too? That's not fun.
What?
That's not the point. You know, a lot of people this week are not getting the point of the phrase Black Lives Matter, Jesus.
No, they're not. It's pretty simple, isn't it, Dad?
There's a lot of good people who just haven't heard the word that, you know, it doesn't mean that, of course, every life matters, okay? But, like, the point of the phrase and of the movement is saying, pay attention to this issue that's going on. You're all acting like this doesn't matter. Black Lives Matter.
There is a current issue.
Right.
Black people are being unfairly treated. So, yes, all lives do matter, of course. But right now, we have to pay attention to the black lives because black people are being treated like they don't matter.
I posted a meme the other day that I found sort of, like, sums up what it's like when people do this whataboutism thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got you in it, and you're giving your Sermon on the Mount, right?
Yep.
And then you go, blessed are the poor. And then the guy sitting there goes, no, Jesus, blessed are all the people.
Right.
And then you just facepalm.
That's a great one.
Did that happen back then?
No. No, it did not happen. And I'm very glad people were more
people
understanding
back
then.
They weren't that stupid back then.
Right. Yeah. So do you get it?
Humans are deteriorating at an alarming rate.
I said blessed are the poor because the poor are the ones who needed my help.
The racists. This is sort of the things that they do. Propaganda games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on. The lightning bolt thing. Can you bring it back or would that be undermining faith? Oh, that's from Chakal, another Discord regular. She must be referring to using a lightning bolt on a certain someone who shall go unnamed. And I think it would be undermining faith. I don't need that kind of heat right now.
No. And look, I don't think we should scare humans by threatening additional lightning bolts. Like, they're already scared about getting struck by lightning. They don't need to hear that their chances of being struck by lightning are increased.
Yeah, I've spent literally hundreds of years in therapy working on reducing my violent, aggressive nature and working on my alcohol and drug-related issues, working on my temper. Do you really want to get me to go back? Because one second I'm destroying a leader with a lightning bolt, the next I'm drowning the whole world. And don't you have enough human-created problems already? Without, you know, me destroying the world yet one more time.
You've been through a lot.
All I know is this, Jesus. I don't know much. But the next time the world is destroyed, it's not going to be because of me.
I think that's a good attitude to take.
Yeah. If the humans are going to destroy themselves, let them. Let them. And then next time, maybe they'll be more receptive to the whole don't be an a-hole thing. Okay, let's get into the news now.
Okay, sure. Thanks for sending in those questions, y'all.
Thanks for the questions, patrons.
Why'd I just say y'all? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, well, you know, Sometimes I do the same thing. I won't say y'all for like years, decades.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'll have a day or a week where I'm just saying y'all all the time. I mean, it really saves a lot of time.
It does, and it rolls off the tongue so nicely. I used to hate y'all. I was like, that's only for Southern humans. And then I started using it. I was like, wait, I see why they like it so much.
Yeah. You know, I really got to hand it to y'all. So, yeah, let's get started with the goddamn news, Jesus.
So there's been a lot of protests going on across America and the world. And the protests about police brutality, they've been met with a wave of police brutality across the United States, of course.
Yeah.
Encouraged by Trump and...
Classic American response.
Yeah.
It's like, same thing as like with the terrorists.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, terrorists hate us and want to destroy us because we bomb them. Let's bomb them some more.
A lot of police brutality has been captured over the past month. And it seems like it's worse than ever. I don't know why. Maybe because the president of the United States encourages this violence.
Yeah.
But
now in a new poll, 80% of voters think the U.S. is spiraling out of control.
Just 80%?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's right. It's from the Wall Street Journal and NBC News. They surveyed 1,000 registered voters. And
100,000?
1,000 registered voters.
That's all you need. 1,000. Okay.
That's a good number. 92% of Democrats say the country is out of control, compared to 78% of independents and 66% of Republicans.
But wow. 66% of Republicans. That's pretty good. That's pretty good for them.
Well, but I think they think it's out of control for other reasons, not the reasons that the Democrats would say it's out of control.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The Democrats probably say it's out of control because of Trump. The Republicans probably say it's out of control.
Be careful using so much logic around me, the Lord thy God. I might just disappear, Jesus. That's wow.
Meanwhile, the NY Police Union president is mad that the media is trying to, in his words,
did you hear this?
Shame.
This is great.
Yeah, I'll play the clip. He got really angry at a press event.
I like it because it sounds like he sees himself as being like in a Martin Scorsese film.
Derek Chauvin, they are not him. He killed someone. We did. We are restrained.
Yeah, I
and
can
you know what?
Sound
I'm saying
so
this to all the cops here. Because you know what? Everybody's trying to shame us. The legislators, the press, everybody's trying to shame us into being embarrassed about our profession. But you know what?
What?
This isn't stained by someone in Minneapolis. It's still got a shine on it.
It's holding up his badge.
And so do theirs. So do theirs. Stop treating us like animals and bugs.
Stop acting like them.
Start treating us with some respect. That's what we're here today to say. We've been left out of the conversation. We've been vilified.
I wonder why.
It's disgusting.
It's so hypocritical.
There have been a lot of disgusting images, yeah.
Meanwhile, who are they mistreating? The protesters, people of color.
This reminds me of the Catholic Church pedophile sex scandals, in that it's a major institution with major problems, clearly, organizationally, structurally, culturally, philosophically.
Yeah.
And then they've been infiltrated by, like, you know, hate groups and people that are just flawed human beings that mm-hmm. abuse their wives. They, you know, there's a high incidence of spousal abuse, according to a report that came out in the 90s now.
Yeah.
About that with police. They've been covering up the data ever since. The Catholic Church, they're like, we're going to use money and cover it up. We're going to say we're sorry. We're going to fight. You know, what they did was evil.
Mm-hmm.
But what the police here are doing is even worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Their reaction is not good. Okay, clearly he thinks he's in the right. But
yeah.
imagine, like, you know, it comes out that a cardinal is having sex with a child, and then the Pope comes out and he's like, you motherfuckers, talking shit about us. We deserve respect. And he's like holding a baseball bat.
The irony of him saying that they're being mistreated when they are mistreating other people It's horrific.
Or stop treating us as animals.
Yeah. How do it's you like, treat people, police?
Yeah, did you see, have you seen the video that started all of this?
Which one?
Exactly. You know, that the one that was perfect. Perfect to set the world on fire because it was so unbelievably egregious over the top. But every other video that I've seen, to me, has been really, really bad and over the top.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Maybe it was because the symbolism of the knee and the taking the knee and everybody, you know, for whatever reason, thankfully it clicked.
Yeah.
And now even Republicans are realizing this is unbelievable. This is evil. Allegedly, the voters are responding that way because the politicians sure as hell aren't.
Yeah. I keep thinking of that video of two NYPD vehicles driving into protesters when the protesters weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah, you guys are being violent. You guys are part of the problem. Part of the problem. Not the whole problem, but part of the problem.
I have seen a lot of cities, a lot of reporting on, like, that some of them have given up on this combative. They sent the National Guard home, and there's sort of, like, letting that happen, and it's taken on, like, you know, a very peaceful atmosphere.
Yeah, which is good.
Which just proves the point.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee police chief is also saying my officers are, quote, being crucified during these protests.
Oh, being crucified.
Alfonso Morales, he said 2,000 years ago, an angry mob came before people to say, crucify that man being Jesus Christ, me.
You.
Law enforcement throughout our nation is being crucified, he said.
Wow.
Now,
is that what you think this is? Because what happened to George Floyd then? Was that a crucifixion? That looked more like a crucifixion to me.
Yes.
You know, and this reminds me, Jesus, you know, you were killed by the cops too.
Oh, that's right.
Back in the day. I mean, but at least you got a fair trial. Well, no, excuse me. Did I say it was fair? Sorry, that's offensive, Jesus. It wasn't fair,
no,
obviously.
No, was it?
But, you know, they pretended to do the justice.
Yeah. Boy. So, meanwhile...
I can tell that you're just, like, so depressed you want to move on.
I don't want to think about that crucifixion again.
Right. Sorry. It's a still sore subject.
Open wounds.
Oh.
Still.
Moving on. It is an open wound. The U.S. may be violating international law in its response to protesters, the U.N. expert says.
Wow.
Maybe.
That is damning.
It is. But I just think why, you know, it might be. What would they have to do?
To be definitely.
Using chemical weapons on their citizens.
Yeah. Yeah, the UN expert was Agnes Callamard, and she said, in particular, two principles that should guide the use of force by police in terms of handling protests, necessity and proportionality. I have seen misuse of so-called less lethal weapons, from rubber bullets to batons to tear gas. I have seen the use of less lethal techniques, which have become very harmful, if not lethal, in at least the case of Mr. Floyd. So yeah, they're stepping over those boundaries. It ain't good.
Stepping over, yeah, they're leaping over those boundaries.
Mm, yeah.
Next story. Oh, so I guess we should preface this by saying one side effect in the last week of all these protests is Confederate monuments have been torn down all over the country and the world.
Yeah, that's been nice to see.
Yeah.
And even Southern Baptists are celebrating the removal of Confederate monuments. Who would have thought we'd see that?
Yeah.
The pastor of a Baptist church in Virginia said, to see the Confederate flag and these larger-than-life statues to over-romanticized Confederate heroes of the Confederate South strewn throughout Virginia constantly reminded me that there were people who were willing to fight, bleed, sacrifice, and die to keep black people chained into a system of brutality and bondage. He understands how harmful these are. And it's been great seeing them come down.
Yeah, it just makes sense to me. I don't know why they ever had statues of these losers.
People love their Confederate pride in the South.
Yeah, I mean, Confederate monuments are just so weird. Hmm. It's just a bunch of statues of guys who went straight to hell.
Maybe they all want to go to hell themselves. So they're like, yeah, we idolize these people. We want to go to hell too.
Clearly that must be what they want. That's where they belong. But yeah, and then yesterday, big news, NASCAR banned the Confederate flag from all its events.
Wow.
Yep.
Damn.
And racists were losing their fucking minds. Yeah, it was a good day.
Oh, man. Did you ever watch NASCAR, or do you ever watch NASCAR?
Jesus, I watch everything. That doesn't mean that I enjoy it.
Yeah, okay. Do you enjoy NASCAR?
You know, you're just watching, you're basically, for 5 hours, you're in 100-degree heat watching cars turn left.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
It's one thing to watch it on TV. At least you can see the action. To actually go to the fairgrounds and watch these sit there in the stands, the cars come around like once every 5 minutes. And then they go, and you're like, they're gone. All right, let's slap mosquitoes.
Time to check my phone.
For the next 5 minutes. Oppressive heat. I've gone to a few races.
Oh.
Yes, Jesus. I've lived.
Oh.
Even though I'm gone. And it is somehow it's hotter there.
Hotter there than...
Hotter there than it should be.
Oh.
The temperature will say 80. It's like 110.
Well, you're packed in with a lot of people, I would imagine, too.
Yeah.
Holding up their Confederate flags.
The stench
flags.
Of their farts just makes the air thick. So... Yeah, the story behind the NASCAR banning the Confederate flag is pretty good, too. One of their drivers, their only black driver, Bubba Wallace, pushed for this.
Good.
And he got it done.
Yeah, nice job, Bubba.
Well done, Bubba. People are happy about it, but the details get lost because a lot of people don't watch NASCAR.
Yeah. It's still a big deal, though, because I think people know of NASCAR.
I think it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
I think they just made the NFL look like chumps.
Oh, yeah. And in the past week, Roger Goodell, the head of the NFL, was like, we apologize.
Yeah. Can you believe this shit? In 2017, they couldn't have not gotten it more wrong.
Yeah.
With how they caved to Trump supporter demands.
Yeah.
Basically because a lot of those owners are Trump supporting racists. Like Jerry Jones of the fucking Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's right. I said it.
And of course, Trump putting pressure on them, too. Now he's like, oh, we're sorry. But too little, too late.
And players are going to take knees all over the NFL if they play this year. And it's going to be great because people should be allowed to speak their minds.
Of course.
Without fear of reprisals. To quote V for Vendetta, Jesus. Have you seen that one?
I have seen V for Vendetta.
Okay. Very good. Because if you hadn't. Holy shit. People should not fear their governments. Governments should fear their people. And I think if there's anything these protests have shown is that they do. And protests work. Because shit is changing left and right. All right. You're up next, Washington Redskins. We'll be right back. This week's episode is brought to you by listeners like you. No one wants to sponsor us. Not even Trojan condoms. So, we need your help. Please, become a patron saint at patreon.com/thegodshow and receive instant access to all new hour-long episodes of The God Show every week. Plus, you can chat with me, the Lord thy God. And if you have more money to place in my prayer basket, one that actually goes to me, unlike the church, you'll receive God Show stickers, a mug, and I'll even record you a personalized video message. Learn more and pledge today at patreon.com/thegodshow. Thanks, humans. We couldn't do this without you. And we're back. What do we got next, Jesus?
Here's an interesting story. Fox News guest implies protesters are eager to, quote, attack and dethrone you. God.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell was this about?
I don't know. A former FBI agent, Terry Turchi, he appeared on the Ingram Angle. And he laid out the Weather Underground strategy.
Who?
This was the anarchist organization from the 60s and 70s.
Oh, right, right. Homer's mother was in them. Mm. Right. Also Creed from The Office.
God. And
that's how I relate to humans, Jesus. Their horrible strategy was, one, destroy capitalism. Okay, that sounds severe. Mm-hmm. Two, the weapon of choice, systemic racism and police racism. What does that mean?
I don't
That means
know.
That they're going to go after that, or...
I don't
or
know.
Or he thinks they're going to use it? They're going to use that as their weapon, is what he's saying, by attacking systemic racism and police racism.
Okay. So, that hyphen was throwing me off.
First of all, yeah, intentionally. First of all, is that supposed to be a bad thing? Because it's not.
Right.
Third, so alleged bad thing. Identify the victim classes. How dare they? How dare they help victims of society? Four, organize the victim classes. What? How dare they try to organize the victims of society against systemic racism and police racism? What? These villains. Five, engage in international solidarity with the global movement. Again, these are not bad things.
On Fox News, they are.
The final one, attack and dethrone God. Okay,
they're,
come on.
They're coming for you.
The only ones that mattered in this guy's mind was destroy capitalism, bunch of good stuff, ends with attack and dethrone God. I feel like they know that people are only going to look at the top and the bottom. They're like, oh, middle part, too many words.
And they know that'll rile people up, so they throw it in. Attack and dethrone God.
Oh, yeah.
Surprised they
I never got attacked
me.
Or dethroned by any Weather Underground. I'll say that much.
And if people dared to attack and dethrone you, I don't think it would go well. You have.
Yeah, how am I going to get defeated by a bunch of peaceful protesters wearing face masks? I mean, I'm not Trump.
You're not putting up an extra layer of fence.
I did add a couple more turret towers to the defense fortifications in heaven. But, you know, we have a gate. St. Peter does his job.
Okay.
We have to keep the Trumpists out, Jesus. That's our goal.
Oh, okay.
Or convince them to become better people while they're on Earth is really what we're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, a lot of them ain't listening.
Well, speaking of Fox News, Tucker Carlson attacked Elmo and his father in an unhinged rant. So
this was so hilarious. This was like an Onion headline in real life.
No one is safe from Tucker Carlson's wrath. So here's a clip. Yeah. We're going to hear Elmo and his dad, and then we're going to hear Tucker freaking out.
People of color, especially in the black community, are being treated unfairly because of how they look.
It's a children's show. Got that, Bobby? America is a very bad place, and it's your fault. So no matter what happens, no matter what they do to you when you grow up, you have no right to complain. That's the message, and it starts very young.
Says the guy who was born like the heir to a billion-dollar fortune. You know that, right? Tucker Carlson is the heir to, like, Swanson fortune.
Yeah.
Swanson.
Oh, my god.
I guess I'm assuming that's, like, Swanson Meats.
Google says the company's line of businesses includes providing help supply and personnel supply services. That is very vague.
Exactly. Can you repeat that part again? He says he's like, there, get it. Now you've got an excuse the rest of your life. Yeah, well, you know what? Being born under unfortunate circumstances is something that is difficult to deal with. It's part of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What's your excuse, a-hole? Billionaire heir to the Swanson fortune of shady business.
I don't even think Tucker's response was very good to what Elmo's dad said. I wonder if Elmo's dad has a name. Oh, Louis. His name is Louis.
Like Louis C.K.?
No, I don't think people would like that.
I think I would love to hear Elmo's response. I would like Elmo to go on an unhinged, curse-filled rant. Just fucking annihilating Tucker Carlson.
Fuck you, Mr. Tucker!
Hey, Tucker! The letters of the day are F and U! Fuck off, you fucking bastard!
Did that sound like Elmo?
It did. I like that laugh, yeah.
Hi, Tucker! My name's Elmo! You're a fucking asshole!
It's a little freaky.
Hey, Tucker! I got Disney and AT&T to drop you with sponsors! It's only been 24 hours! Don't fuck with Elmo!
No, that's true. That last part is true.
Really? Damn.
Yeah, he's lost sponsors in the last 24 hours. Because you don't come after Elmo.
No.
Elmo will straight fuck you up.
Does he laugh like that?
I think
so. I
guess
so, he does now. Yeah.
I know, it's been
a while.
Let
me tell you, I spent most of yesterday just thinking about Elmo's response. I did.
Elmo is so woke.
Elmo does not give a fuck, okay?
That's
Elmo,
good.
Elmo has been through too much shit to sit here and put up with Tucker fucking Carlson. Fuck that guy!
Elmo, where do you get your news from?
I get it from the God Show.
Oh, hey, that's cool.
Also from my daddy, Louie.
Aww. So sweet.
You're so cute, Elmo.
He is a cutie.
Thanks for coming on the show. Not affiliated with Sesame Street or the Muppets. Okay. Oh, that was funny, 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 Tucker Carlson. Please keep attacking Muppets. That would be great. you know why Disney dropped them as a sponsor? Because
Elmo called up Kermit the Frog, and Kermit the Frog called the head of Disney, and fuck you, Tucker Carlson!
Elmo, thanks for coming on the show. I could listen to you do this all day.
Me too.
Thanks, God. Thanks, Jesus. Elmo got to go play with friends now and learn about the letters F and U.
So one last story, Jesus, and we really got to move on to the Patreon episode.
You got it. So this is the saddest story of them all and funniest. Trump sent a cease and desist letter to CNN because a poll shows him losing badly to Biden. That is not a misleading headline. It is just that simple.
Again, this is another onion level hilarity headline.
Yeah.
You can't make this shit up.
The letter said it's a stunt and a phony poll to cause voter suppression, stifle momentum and enthusiasm for the president, and present a false view generally of the actual support across America for the president.
Oh, what did the poll say? What are the numbers at? Damn.
The poll put Trump's approval rating at 38%, and Trump was losing to Biden by 14 points.
Oof. So Biden was at 52 then?
55, it looks like. 55 to 41.
Oh, I thought you said it was 38.
No, the disapproval. Separate.
Okay, I can't math. Anyway, the point is... Ha ha! Swish, swish. Oh my God, that is... Oh my me. That was just hilarious.
What a snowflake that he can't stand CNN... A news outlet reporting on a poll that CNN didn't conduct this poll, by the way. They are simply reporting on the poll. They outsourced.
I thought he would have been tired of winning by now. Shouldn't he be happy about this? Isn't this what he wanted?
To lose so badly?
Wait, yeah. You mean he wanted people to like him? It's a really, when you compare 2016 Trump to 2020 Trump, I think it's safe to say he's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because
let's hope so.
In 2020, it was all, ha ha, isn't this guy funny? He made fun of Marco Rubio's penis. That was all that was going on.
Yeah.
You know, and he mocked a disabled reporter. That should have been the end of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, America was just like, wow, this guy says whatever's on his mind. He's hilarious. He's genuine, you know?
Yeah, he's so honest.
He's genuine. He's a businessman. I used to watch The Apprentice. You know, idiocy. Mm-hmm. Got getting tricked. And then 2020, it's like the economy, worst crash ever. 100,000 Americans have died. And every city is on fire because there are riots and protests everywhere against the systemic racism, which he embodies.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. So,
you're at 38%, bitch. It's unbelievable that he's at that point. 38% of Americans are just...
crazy.
Stupid. Well, watch the George Floyd video. They haven't watched.
Yeah,
they
you're
haven't
probably
paid attention.
Right.
They refuse to look. Don't look away.
Yeah.
Look at something else. The crazy thing is that they're like... everybody's fake news except the one channel that I follow.
Right.
Which is legitimately fake news.
The media sucks. The media sucks. Dude,
and then,
you're consuming the
Fox
media.
Fox News isn't fake enough. So now they came up with OAN. The other day I was flipping back and forth to the channels during George Floyd's funeral service to see how they were covering it. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all were just showing the funeral normally, you know.
Yeah.
And then I flip over to OAN, not covering it at all. Every single story was some anti-protester, pro-police, kind of story.
Wow.
It's really crazy.
It's Trump TV.
It basically is. Yeah.
That's awful.
So, fuck OAN. And fuck Fox News.
They're promising their own poll, which, by the way, they still haven't published.
Fuck MSNBC and CNN while we're at it. Not as much.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Fuck everyone. Why haven't you had God on your channel yet?
We should conduct our own poll.
We should start our own news network. I did conduct a poll this week, Jesus. It was, what is the male equivalent of Karen? And we're going to talk about that on the Patreon episode.
Ooh.
Because, or you could go on Twitter and see the results. But at the good God above. But I basically gave two options, Kyle or Kevin. A lot of people said I should have included Chad.
No, you need a K. It needs to start with a K.
Yeah, but listen, comedy demands a K sound.
Yeah.
And Karen and Kevin, I always have favored Kevin. You know that. Sorry, Kevins. Nice Kevins. But, a lot of people were saying Kyle. But it's been like 100,000 votes or something. And it's like Kevin's ahead 53-47. That's right. I'm a little worried that Kyle might win the Electoral College. Anyway. All right. That's all we got for the free episode this week. Our free episode of this week's God Show may be over, but we're just getting started. Over at patreon.com/thegodshow, we have another hour of podcasting for you. Or Godcasting, as I would call it. We'll be discussing Trump losing the evangelical vote, what I've been watching on TV this week, and we'll hold a Bible study class. We can't do this show without your support. Again, we don't have any sponsors for some reason. This is blasphemy, whatever.
They're missing out.
Visit patreon.com/thegodshow and become a patron saint today. You'll be helping us to run this podcast, and you'll receive instant access to dozens more episodes and hours of The God Show. Thanks for listening. The Lord has spoken.
And Elmo, too. Fuck you, Tucker Carlson. Ha ha.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.